We were the recipient of $7.6 million in federal energy efficiency and conservation block grant funds to undertake additional efficiency projects on our facilities. The solar project on this building is one of three now completed on county buildings through the grant.
And the solar-powered system on the county courthouse is more than just new green renovation. It's a record-breaking move for Hillsborough County.
Through the federal stimulus grant, the county has been able to install 196-kilowatt solar photovoltaic system, which, according to the Florida Solar Energy Center, is the largest solar system on a building in a downtown urban area in the nation.
The energy savings from the new solar panels will save the county an estimated $60,000 and reduce the building's CO2 emissions by more than 260 tons per year. The public can track the energy savings using a large touchscreen display. The hope is that this will help engage the public in watching energy usage. Clerk of the Circuit Court Pat Frank tried to bring energy innovation into public schools when she was on the school board 30 years ago.
In the early 70s, I proposed that Gorey Elementary be retrofitted with solar energy power and be a green building. We didn't have Kathy Castor in the Congress then, and the leadership in Washington to complement the funds of the Hillsborough County School Board, and it wasn't the time for it.
And some critics of the Recovery Act still think the time has not come for energy innovations, since the funding comes from the federal government instead of the states. Jennifer Holman is the local energy grant project officer for the U.S. Department of Energy and says the funding will reflect the needs of each state.
This is not a one-size-fits-all proposition. A lot of flexibility was built into the EECBG process so that communities could tailor their grants to meet their most pressing local energy needs.
Each of these local efforts contributes to the nation's overall energy usage, which Holman says is currently affecting national security.
We send nearly $1 billion overseas each day for foreign oil. This undermines our security and produces carbon emissions that threaten our planet. It is through local efforts like this one you see here today that we are simultaneously changing this dynamic and creating the green jobs that our economy needs for recovery and growth. These projects are replicable, cost-effective, and are creating good jobs in thousands of communities across the nation.
The company Eco Technologies installed the solar system on the courthouse and hired about 12 workers to complete the project. Democratic Representative Kathy Castor said that it's nice to see Florida creating new jobs in spite of unemployment and economic turmoil.
They hired 11 to 12 new people. I noticed in one of your documents that a couple were out of work and these were new jobs for them. And it's very important that we train them in these clean, green energy jobs of the future.
The system will work effectively for about 35 years and will begin to generate a profit for the county in half that time. Andrew Tanner is with Eco Technologies and says this could happen with renewable energy policy in Florida. This week, Tanner was at the Solar Power International Conference in California, where U.S. Secretary of the Interior Ken Salazar signed off on 4 solar power projects to be built on public lands.
1.2 billion watts of power is going to be generated from the sun on public lands. Now, what's that going to do? It's going to power over 250,000 homes every year for the next 30 or 40 years with power. It's going to create 25,000 new jobs. And it's renewable. We don't need to go and take the mountaintops off of Virginia and take all that black coal. We don't need to put our fellow Americans in harm's way to protect oil sources. And we don't need to create environmental disasters in our own backyard. So it's a really renewable thing, and it's going to create jobs. Believe it or not, it's the Sunshine State. We have a nuclear power plant in the sky, and we're really not utilizing enough of it. So we're really happy to be able to have employed additional people.
Even Republican County Commissioner Al Higginbotham praised the project. He also said that each person should be more energy efficient by using more local transit.
And this is one great step, using the power and the resources of the sun. And I commend all of you, thanks to our partners at the federal level, for helping with the funding.
Higginbotham notes that while this project is a good step, it's not a cure for local energy needs, as more work needs to be done. Representative Castor agrees with Ecotechnology's Tanner in supporting a statewide renewable energy standard.
If we could pass a renewable energy standard saying that a certain percentage, say 20% of power generated in the state of Florida should come from renewables, I think that would create thousands and thousands of jobs. It would save folks money because a project like this where you're harnessing the power of the sun that is free and plentiful, it just makes a lot of sense. And I think we will get there because folks are waking up to the fact that, hey, I can save a lot of money if we can use solar, wind, or other renewable energies.
Lobbying the state legislature isn't easy, though, especially with special interests throwing millions of dollars at Congress to ensure that their interests are represented.
The big oil companies, coal companies have so much political influence and are so entrenched. We need consumers to fight back, to stand up and lock arms and say, no more. We want to harness the power of the free, plentiful sun here in Florida and not be prisoners to our electric bills.